The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill was on Inside the NFL, Ryan Clark, Chris Long. You remember this?
I saw this, yeah.
And he's like, oh, Caleb, everybody's going nuts about these flash plays. He's like, Caleb Williams 10 for 20 or whatever.
And some guys are like, he had pretty good stats. He's like, no, yeah. He didn't. Yeah. He's like, he didn't even have good stats.
Yeah,
like, he was like ripping
Bill's
preseason.
Like, the flash plays weren't even that great.
Yeah, so he'll dump all
he'll
over.
He'll lean in on Caleb hating on Caleb Williams. That's what he'll do. Mayo gets no credit.
Yep.
Drake May probably gets no credit.
He'll probably say something like, oh, they're paying all these receivers. Like, yeah, it's dumb to pay receivers. That's the route he'll go.
Yeah.
Down to pay receivers. Look at these guys.
And I don't think he wants to coach Caleb Williams. Score one for Jones and Keith. Man, I think we nailed that.
I would say so.
Not the hardest prediction in retrospect.
No, it was fairly obvious, but you just never know if he was even going to be asked about it because he sort of picks and chooses when he even talks about the Patriots all season anyway. They played 10 games.
Yep.
And it was crickets after the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
It was laying it on real thick after Mayo said they were soft. And then when they beat the Jets.
The Seattle game, too, he piled on after they screwed up the kick.
Yeah, right. And then it was more about the Jets than it was the Patriots when they won their second game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, all right, maybe he just kind of whistles right past this one.
Yeah.
But leave it to the intrepid reporter, A.J. Hawk.
Well, I was going to say, the one thing that we did not even dabble in would have been way plus money. Like, minus money to say Bill's going to ignore the Patriots and make it all about the Bears.
Yeah.
Minus money on that. Not that hard to predict.
It was easy. But sometimes you have to take those easy ones.
Yeah.
I know I could use it.
Yeah, you got to win. You want to win a
minus. Get a winner here or there.
Give me a minus 130 here and there.
That's right.
I can make my money back. I'll probably lose it over time if I keep doing it over and over
real
again.
Quick.
Yeah. But, you know, minus 130 every once and then. Okay, hit a single. Plus 1,000. Maybe higher than that for A.J. Hawk to be the one to, A, ask a question.
Shocked.
And, B, tee up Bill about the Patriots and about Drake May specifically.
Yes.
So here's the question and answer from Bill Belichick. He elaborates quite a bit. So just strap in. This is quite a ride.
Okay.
Coach, your old squad, the Patriots got a big win, and Drake May, their young quarterback, is playing well and pumping up the defense and trying to get all the media room to give a standing ode to the defense. What do you make of the young guy's play? Like, do you like how he's kind of growing into that leadership role and playing better on the field as well?
Yeah, well, I think he's done a good job when he's been able to scramble and run around, made some plays on play action where they can separate the defense because the running game, when Stevenson can get it going, is, draw some of the coverage and the linebackers
okay,
up and
out.
So forth.
But time out. Keith's already shaking his head. You don't like that? You already don't like it?
I think it's... First of all, it's so dismissive of Drake May and how good Drake May is.
Pretty good, but he can scramble around.
Yeah, you got to run around. Like, there's no offense there, so it's just him kind of running around. So it's also a shot kind of at Van Pelt, I think.
Yeah, if you like backyard football where he's just running around and know what's
going
on.
Play action, because everybody keys on Ramondre Stevenson.
Right.
This is like having, Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders in the backfield. Everyone's all over
it. It is threefold, though. You're right. I only picked up on the first two.
Yeah.
It's dismissive of May.
Yes.
It's complimenting his guy, Ramondre Stevenson. He draws the defense.
Was Ramondre on the team last year and the year before?
Very much on the team last year. He wasn't drawing defense.
Got it.
I don't think Bill felt like he was drawing the defense last year.
Was he on the team 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Did he draw the defense?
No, well.
He got swallowed up by the defense every time he got the ball.
Some would say he was drawing them to about 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage.
Correct.
But the other part I missed, and you just said it, it is also a dig at Van Pelt.
It is.
Which somewhere Matt Patricia's like, yes.
Yeah. See, it is hard to coach offense. But like,
so that's triple pronged in terms of his criticism there. I didn't pick up on that. He did have a little bit more, though.
But he's propping up guys that which is a constant of his. Like, he'll prop up
his
Godchow
guys.
And Anfernee Jennings
and
Ramondre Stevenson, but he won't prop up Drake May at all.
What I did, great.
Drake May, he runs around a little bit.
New stuff, bad.
Brutal.
Bill stuff good, new stuff bad. He did have more, though. He wasn't
there. Yeah.
You know, to me, the bigger thing is just where the Bears are.
Sure. And that was it. They went on about the Bears and on and on and on. And he's not wrong, by the way, nationally, the big story is the Chicago Bears. They fired Waldron. Caleb Williams, Jeff Howe wrote about it today at The Athletic. There's questions about in Chicago already about whether or not he's the long-term fit at quarterback.
No, that's a massive story. But don't you also think...
So if Bill did that as a one-off, Keith, and I'm sorry to interrupt, Bill did that as a one-off, 10 weeks into the year, where if he's asked about the Patriots, he answers about the Patriots, and then finally, 10 weeks in, he pivots away and goes, well, yeah, I mean, I understand and respect the question, but the bigger story is the Bears. If that wasn't a tactic he had used repeatedly, then I might cut him some slack and go, you know what, he's right. The story today is about the Chicago Bears. He was asked specifically about the Patriots, even more specifically about Drake May.
Yeah.
And he's now done this two or three times. Patriots have only won three games. Where he pivots away from the question about the Patriots and makes it about the opponent.
What's also weird to me is if he hates Jerod Mayo, then like so be it. And he's not going to give him a lot of credit.
No, he has every right to hate Jerod Mayo.
Go ahead.
He absolutely has every right to hold a grudge with Mayo.
Go ahead. But it's too many times where, you know, there's only been a few times to actually compliment the Patriots this year.
Right.
And he just kind of looked the other way. Also, Drake May, he shouldn't hate Drake May. Drake May.
Well, he didn't like his college tape though, so he's probably going down with the ship on that one. Yeah,
but like that's got nothing to do with Kraft or Jerod Mayo. They happen to have the third pick because you had such a horrible record last year.
In a way, you gifted them Jerod Mayo. Drake May. Right?
If you win two more games, you don't have him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have somebody else that he can complain about.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, honestly, thank you.
Yeah,
a parting gift.
Yeah,
Drake May.
Nice one.
We'll absolutely take it. But it is just so weird, and he goes so far over the top to prop up guys that he either drafted or signed, when everybody around the league still looks at the Patriots, even though they're playing with like a pulse right now. On paper, their roster is as bad as anybody's in the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not all on Bill. Like, you and I have talked about this, that the people still here in New England are going too strong, and that was all Bill's fault.
Yeah,
Elliott Wolf had an offseason. Elliott Wolf was allowed to sign players.
They
and trade
had
players.
A draft and yes. free agency and a trade deadline. They had an entire offseason.
So it's not all on Bill.
To improve Bill's crappy roster.
But Bill also hyping up his guys is kind of comical because it's like, all right, you won four games last year. You're basically saying how bad the team is this year, and yet you keep rattling off guys from your teams. Like, I don't know if that's the best approach.
So do you think people see through it? Like, I think we in New England definitely see through it. Do you think nationally people are like, he's afraid to talk about the Patriots after a win?
I don't think
people think that critically about it. Here, we're dug in on it. We're aware of it.
Yeah.
I just think if you're watching McAfee, once you're able to focus again after being like, wait a minute, A.J. Hawk is opening his mouth? Once you're able to like get your wits about you again, I don't think you're thinking about it as critically as we are
nationally,
looking at it here.
I bet nationally people think Belichick and Mayo might get along. He might be like, oh, that's the guy that he coached, that he took over for him? Like, oh, like coaching waiting kind of thing? They might like look at it that way.
Right.
And not realize just how much like secretive crap there was.
And Bill is not wrong. Chicago nationally is the story. Maybe there's a May Caleb Williams element, which is what AJ Hawk was asking.
Don't you think Drake May is becoming more of a national story? It's obviously a very local story, but
I think on Sunday, because of who he was playing, it was a story. Yes.
The number three pick in the draft who people loved. Some thought could be, even as the college season was going on, number one or number two. And then he outduels the number one. The number one falling flat on his face is always the bigger story. Just that's the way everybody kind of goes. If they're both supposed to be great and one guy's horrible and one guy is great, we're going to focus on the horrible one.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
And then they fired their offensive coordinator and it becomes a bigger story throughout the day. But I think Drake May kind of taking over the Patriots right now, like, I don't know, that's a pretty big story to me. Every year when a rookie quarterback takes over, especially a top three pick, right, this isn't like a second round pick getting a crack at it, it's a top three pick, that's a big deal. Like, they're more likely to have their highlights shown like on SportsCenter and stuff now than they would have before.
Yeah, with Brissett
right
scrambling for 5 yards, if that. No, you're probably right about that. And so I would cut Bill some slack if it wasn't such a predictable pattern. Dump on them when they lose, really dump on them when Mayo says something stupid, and then dismiss them when they win.
You asked if people could see through the Belichick stuff, and last text says, if my dumb ass can see through it, everyone can. But I think you're not giving yourself enough credit.
No, everybody can. Here, we're watching it very critically. I don't know nationally.
No, I bet they don't
care. People, I think, are too stupid.
Yeah.
Or that's not fair. People are stupid, but they're not paying attention. They're not even thinking about it that critically.
No, because like there are former coaches and players from other teams that are in the media now, and I'm not like super focused on what they say or don't say about their former team.
No.
you know, maybe Rex Ryan with the Jets, like if he would take shots at the Jets kind of thing, because that one was kind of obvious, like for us, but everybody else, like, I don't know.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Where's Bill going to land? We haven't played this game in a while.
Oh, it's a good game.
So let's start with the good teams first. These are teams we thought Bill had a chance at earlier this year and certainly in the offseason. Buffalo's 8-2. Are they going to fire McDermott?
No.
I don't think so right now either. I mean,
well, if
they lose...
Lose in the first round?
I mean, right. Let's see how it looks in the playoffs. But right now, it doesn't look like he's going to be out of a job. Is Philly going to fire Sirianni?
I think they're kind of in the same boat. I think if they lose in the first round, yeah.
Okay. So it's playoff dependent on both of those.
Yes.
You think those could
right
both
now,
open up?
They're both in a good spot. Yeah. Like, if they, their seat is not hot right now, but they were both warm last year. And if you go... If you don't go as far in the playoffs,
let me rephrase.
Okay.
From early in the year, it looks like those two guys were safer than we thought.
Yes,
I'll say that, but
true.
They're probably not 100% back. That's fair to say. Am I missing any other good teams that could be out of a coach? I mean, the Bears are going to be out of a coach. Would he go to Chicago?
I don't think
he wants to coach Caleb Williams.
No, is there a way to get out of Caleb Williams? Probably not. You just took him number one overall last year or this year, so I don't think so.
The Bengals? Would he go to the Bengals if they fired Zach Taylor?
Zach Taylor could get fired. So the Bengals might not be a bad one. Possible.
Tampa. I made a note of this late last week. And Florio highlighted this. He was being very complimentary of Jason Light in Tampa.
Yeah.
And now they've lost how many in a row? They've lost four in a row. I think that's mostly related to injury. But if Tampa opened, would he follow in Brady's footsteps, tail tucked between his legs, go to Tampa?
If it's the only option, I guess maybe at that point.
So
he also likes Baker Mayfield more than he likes Caleb Williams.
That's true. So. I think he would, if he had a choice, Tampa or Chicago. Baker or Caleb Williams, I agree with that. He would go with Baker.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going down the list.
What an insane future, though, is if Tom Brady and Bill Belichick both went to Tampa after. Like, mm-hmm. So weird.
And, like, he has to go there and win.
Well, yeah, you can't just go there and,
he
like,
he can't go there and
division.
Suck. He has to go there and win in Tampa, or else it really cements Brady. He goes crawling on his hands and knees for a job to where Brady left.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Dallas, I think Deion's got a better chance of getting that job than he does. So it doesn't mean he couldn't get Dallas, but I don't think he'd be the favorite right now. We've talked about Deion earlier in the show. Jets are out. He's not getting the Jets job.
No, he's taking himself out of the Jets job.
Where else could he go? New Orleans?
Jacksonville? Did you say them?
Yeah, I haven't yet, but Jacksonville probably feels like the best bet. Or, you know, Vegas.
Giants.
Vegas, Giants, Jacksonville, all those teams at the bottom. But I agree. I think Jacksonville is one that A, would do it, and B makes a little bit of sense. It's a bit of a clean start. He could probably get personnel power there. I think that's probably the one that makes sense, and I feel like it's the most realistic to actually offer him the gig.
Would he go back to Cleveland?
Well,
probably
yes.
Not.
If he had no other offers, yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. Like, none of them look great, and I think, you know, Deion Sanders becomes an interesting candidate for somebody to jump in. Maybe it's the Cowboys.
Like all these jobs that we talked about, specifically Dallas, Philly, Buffalo. Well, McDermott and Sirianni look a lot safer than they did a month ago.
Yeah.
And right now, Jerry Jones can hire Deion or Bill. I bet he goes Deion.
I bet he goes Deion, too.
So all these cushy jobs that we thought Bill was going to have his choice of jobs, he's not going to have them, I don't think.
And then Ben Johnson will be the number one candidate everywhere else.
That's true, too. He's
so
got,
that's
he's
an
got
obvious
Ben Johnson
guy.
In front of him.
Yeah.
That's another good one.
One of the clips that we played coming back at one point today was like Aaron Glenn. Like, Aaron Glenn's going to be a guy that's probably going to get a job. If you want like a young guy, a defensive guy, Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn or Bill Belichick?
I mean, depending on the team, I'd probably Aaron Glenn.
Okay, interesting.
I think just...
I don't look at Detroit and go, oh, my God, that defense is awesome.
No.
Hutchinson, when he plays, is really good. They do a good job stopping the run.
We'll see how far they go.
Their offense, I look at their offense and I go, that is special, and I get the scheme. I don't watch Detroit and go, oh, my God, their defense. That's not
how
I watch them.
I guess, but I just think when you take Detroit and you're used to seeing them be horrible, and then now they're in the NFC Championship game, and if they follow that up, coordinators from both sides of the ball on good teams just get plucked. And, like, former player, someone that can relate to the players now. And if you look at D'Amico Ryans, if maybe Jerod Mayo starts to slightly get an arrow up, maybe Aaron Glenn gets a little bit more of a buzz. Some of those teams that we talked about are very much rebuild teams. And if you're a rebuild team, I would take Aaron Glenn just because you're like, hey, if we hit on this, he's going to be here a while. Even if you hit on Bill Belichick, what, you kind of, like, shock the system for 2 years? You, like, turn around, you have, like, a two-year little window blip, and then what? And then, like, you start all over again.
It's true. That's true. So where is Bill going to wind up? And does he really think this commentary helps? Like, obviously, Bill's doing the job for a reason. Does he really think this helps? Yeah, jobs plural. That's true. So the answer is yes. Bill thinks this helps.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does. And we're going to find out. But I think if he gets an offer, he's taking it. I don't think Bill is going to say no. And I've said all along, I'm not sure he gets an offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't think he's going to have his pick of the litter. Ben Johnson's a good one. Deion's a good one. Maybe Aaron Glenn. Throw whoever else into the mix. I don't think Bill's going to be at the top of a lot of teams' lists. And the teams we thought a month ago, Buffalo, Philly, I don't know if those are going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You can also text the show at 37937. Keith, this is nice.
Yeah, what do you got? I like nice, like a nice text in, like a complimentary text.
Guys, I haven't been in the car at this time of day in a while.
Brag.
Kiefer Madness made me feel warm and fuzzy the second I heard it. Welcome back to Middays.
How do you like that?
How about that,
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
Okay. That's nice to hear. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Wait, you're working remote? Your boss is making you come into the office?
So the reason why they got out was literally monkey see, monkey do.
Okay, well, that was... Wasn't our finest moment. It wasn't his finest moment. Let's not blame ourselves for that.
Hoping for a happy ending. That's the number one important thing to me.
Gross.
We can all agree with that.
Well, that's very kind. Thanks for sending those words.
Yeah, very, very nice text message there. 37937. It's always very positive there. We like to read those from time to time.
Yep.
So you can send in more feedback there. Meanwhile, we'll get to our clip du jour at the end of the program. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And coming up next, it's time for Grab Bag.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keith WEEI. Let's start with some Bruins news, Jones. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Matthew Patra?
Oh.
Sent to Providence.
Ah.
Yeah, going to play for the Baby Bees, as they were called.
Flushed them down the Patra.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So big change there.
Okay.
As for the Bruins themselves, they're in action tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues on the road. It'll be an 8 o'clock puck drop. See if the Bees can... getting the winning side of things.
Do you think in any way, shape, or form that's a reflection of, hey, it's getting desperate for Montgomery? Is this independent of Montgomery? Does this say anything about Montgomery in any way that they're sending down what at least a year ago seemed to be a promising young player?
Yeah, I kind of liked him too, or at least maybe I like the idea of him more, but I think it's just they're trying to find the right combination. Montgomery kind of has been throwing all different combinations.
Yeah, maybe I have it backwards.
See what
maybe,
sticks.
Maybe that's an indication that Sweeney knows ownership is pissed about not being in the playoffs and we better figure it out. Yeah, maybe I have it backwards. Maybe it's more of that.
Yeah, it could be. All right.
Yes, together we will make America
grab bag
again.
Well, that'll be at least.
I don't know if everyone's going to love that, but listen. That was Fitzy thinks that could be a new show motto for us.
I mean, the guy won the popular vote. What
yes.
Do you want?
Together, we will make America
grab bag
again.
I think that's going to be a win. I think that's going to be a net positive.
We'll see. The Boston Celtics are in action tonight, Jones, at home, taking on the Atlanta Hawks in group play for the NBA Cup. I know you're a big NBA Cup guy.
I want them to win. Yes or no, you want them to win the NBA Cup. Don't say you don't care. Yes or no, you want them to win it.
Yeah, I want them to win every game.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good. So I want them to win it, too.
But that's such a weaselly way of asking.
Why is that a weaselly way of asking?
I don't care about the NBA Cup.
Okay, but...
I'm not going to root for them to lose it.
Okay, because you...
I'm a loser.
You want them to win.
I want them to win.
I want
more
them
than anything else.
I want them to win the NBA Cup. You know what Terp told me?
I don't want it.
You know what Terp told me?
For this reason, I want them to lose the Cup final.
Oh, yeah, no. So, what's the reason, though?
Okay.
If you gotta tell
so
us the reason.
Terp said, because we all mocked the Lakers for raising a banner.
Yeah.
Terp said the NBA mandates you raising a banner.
You sure about that, Terp?
I don't know.
You sure about that?
That's I don't know. So I hope for all the Celtics fans, we all mocked the Lakers for raising a banner. I thought the NBA Cup was important. I didn't need to raise a banner for it. But I hope the Celtics have to win it and then have to raise a banner, and we all have to pretend like we don't care about it. We're like, oh, the Lakers are so stupid, and then the Celtics raise one. That would be tremendous.
What if they can decide how big the banner is, mm-hmm. and it's like smaller than like a number that's in the rafters?
Hey,
league, get off our back.
We put one up there.
It's
NBA so teeny
Cup.
Tiny.
Just put it in one of the empty squares on the retired number banner.
That's true.
Right in there.
It's like Garnett, Pierce.
Like, what is that thing? Is that for the bean pot?
2024.
2024.
Nope.
Not the bean pot.
Is that for the bean pot? No, that's for the NBA Cup.
They just won the NBA Cup.
And so I want them to win it. Last year, I thought it was important for them to try to win something like that.
They won something last year.
I was wrong. They didn't need to win it to win a championship.
That's true. How'd the Lakers do last year?
I thought it would have helped them. Not very good.
No.
They gave the Nuggets a run for their money, though, let me tell you. It's a competitive sweep, or five games, whatever it ended up being. Competitive.
There was.
Without the NBA Cup, it might not
have been. They showed up every game.
But no, it's like it's no different than the Great Alaska Shootout. I don't mind an in-season tournament.
Great Alaska Shootout is at the beginning of the year, isn't it?
Okay, there are holiday tournaments in college hoops.
Yeah, those are usually at the beginning of the season.
Okay. But this is the beginning of the season, Keith. It's November.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think...
It's before Christmas. The NBA season doesn't start until Christmas,
But when's
Keith,
the NBA
famously,
Cup thing?
Famously, it is the beginning of the season.
They've played like 10 games, haven't they?
Yeah.
11 games?
Yeah. Well, it's not the first game of the year, but it's the beginning of the season.
Do they get to go to Alaska and maybe meet like a future vice president nominee and like make sweet love to her?
You're talking about Glenn Rice.
Great Alaska Shootout stories with Glenn Rice. Yeah, I'm talking about that for the second time in 2 weeks.
Was that on the air last
week? We brought that up before, yeah.
On the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was an off-air conversation.
No, it's one of my favorite stories of all time.
Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Guy shot a shot then.
Oh, he did indeed. Tried it.
What do you like better? Great Alaska Shootout, Maui Invitational, Puerto Rico Shootout, and there's another one.
Is there?
There was. There was like another like preseason tournament that I would watch.
Chaminade. I like the Great Alaska Shootout.
Yeah,
exactly. The Chaminade being in the Maui Invitational ruined it.
Yeah.
They won like one game in 30 years.
No, I know. Well, you know, you host the thing, you get to be a part of it.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's grab bag.
How about last night's top NBA performer? Let's take a look at it, shall we? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, everybody's darling to win the MVP this year, Jones.
Yeah, no Chet Holmgren out there.
No, he broke his pelvis.
Yep.
For reals. So he's out. 45 points, 9 assists for SGA in a win over the Clippers. Victor Wembanyama, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 blocks.
How many threes? Didn't he drain a bunch of threes, too?
I didn't see that.
Oh, I think he was raining threes, too.
Blew out the Kings.
6 of them.
Yeah, nice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then my guy, Donovan Spida Mitchell,
yep.
36 points, 8 rebounds as the Cavs beat the Bulls 119-113. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 12-0.
Will it tell you anything if they win the NBA Cup?
It tell me they mean business.
Will you look at them and go, wow, they're 20-0 or something like that?
Well, at this point, they need to go for it because they got the undefeated season still alive. They could go 82-0.
That's a good point.
12-0, though, for these guys.
I mean, you and Brad Stevens love the Cavs.
That is true.
I love the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They are currently 4-5.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Where do you think that guy recorded that? Like at work?
Maybe in like a stall,
like in his car.
He went to the potty and he was like,
"Yeah, he's like, I got a real idea, hey guys.
Road.
Yeah, like, hey guys, I gotta go check out for a minute. He's got a hot idea.
That might have been live at Red Rocks where he did that. Oh, he crushed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous performance. I'm just curious where that man recorded.
Then you can email us. You can let us know where it was. All right, every once in a while we stumble into one of the great wrong answers on Wheel of Fortune.
Mm.
So obviously it helps with the visual, but I can explain it afterwards. But basically, I would say half, maybe more than half the letters were flipped.
Okay.
When this gentleman last night buzzed in and he wanted to solve.
Okay, good.
Let's take a listen.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get 3 U's.
Nice.
I'd like to solve a puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Although, yeah, I kind of like yours.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Than just clapping right now.
Hey, you know,
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
That's a common phrase.
The first word was four letters, and he said treat.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
You know what they always say.
He's like, no, sorry. That's incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the IHOP.
She's like, I'll solve. Give yourself a round of applause. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Shaughnessy never invited me to the IHOP, Billy.
No,
but you know,
you didn't make the cut.
No, you know if he did. If I made the cut with Courtney Fallon and Danny Picard, you know what he would say. Oh, yeah, treat yourself a round of sausage.
Yeah, treat yourself a nice round of
treat
sausage.
Yourself a round of sausage.
Hoping for a happy ending. That's the number one important thing to me.
I agree. What unbelievable, though. That guy.
Good guess.
She's like, I'll take it from here.
Hey, better than Randy Marsh.
How far did he get into it? Before he went, this is not right.
Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
After he said treat, he had to be second guessing himself because he's like, that wouldn't fit in the first part. So I don't know where I'm going with it.
And
it
was
the rest of it.
It was there were no letters solved there in the first word.
Then there's like three letters.
Oh, okay, and he still.
It was like most of the letters were turned. I mean, it wasn't just read it, but it was like most of the letters were already spun around.
Treat yourself. A round of sausage.
And you get one up there, too. And then right away, she's like, I know what that is. Like, not that. I know what
it
is. It
should be two a round of sausage. Yeah. So we got to that point. He's like, ooh.
She's like, oh, thank God. I was thinking sausage. So I'm going to change it if that's not right.
The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
How about this just into the news desk this afternoon? Gillette Stadium will be the site of Navy versus Notre Dame in 2026.
Nice.
I like that.
And Notre Dame playing in Massachusetts makes sense. Did they get a game at Fenway ever? Or did they get like a bowl game at Fenway? I'm trying to remember.
Notre Dame, they didn't play BC at Fenway, I don't think.
That makes sense.
I'm in though. I think that's a good time.
You think Bill will attend that one? He attended Army Navy at Gillette. You think he'll attend that one?
Well, they'll probably do game day there again, and I bet Bill pops up and McAfee.
Still Navy.
Yeah, right. You can wear the little helmet again.
Yeah.
Do it up, people like that.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
The Fenway Bowl was BC against SMU.
Oh.
Nope. So, BC was in it. I knew
the
that.
Stangs.
Yeah, exactly.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a grab bag.
Normally, we record the Dork podcast on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Davey had something, he had a commitment. So, tonight, we are going to review The Penguin. Season one of The Penguin is in the books. Finale on Sunday night. Excellent show. So 8:45 tonight on YouTube. Davey and I will be talking Penguin.
Is it anything like what I hear Wiggy, you, and Greg discussing in between shows?
It'll
pretty,
be
pretty
like
much
that.
Daily. It's like that.
Yeah, okay. It'll be like that. But we'll be sitting down. We'll,
so in podcast form, that's kind
of
how we cross
that.
Over here off the air. Yep. And like the whole 5-minute break is just Wiggy.
Talking about The Penguin.
Just talking about mostly talking at Keith about The Penguin.
Correct.
Yeah.
Shouting at me, asking me questions.
It's usually what it is.
Some theories that he has, things like that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good. So
That's a good listen. I imagine the Door podcast is a good listen.
Agreed. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, everybody's favorite time of the day. It is Random Baseball Player of the Day.
Lean in, Bill.
At some point, we will mix in some NFL, NBA, NHL, college football, college basketball. At some point.
Wow.
Today's baseball.
Okay, today's baseball.
Bold.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see how it goes. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll punt. All right, this is a pitcher.
Uh-huh.
A pitcher. Who threw, I remember him as a starter, but looking it up, he had way more relief appearances. So he was both.
Billy's already guessing.
Starter and a reliever, more relief appearances in his career. Lefty. Pitched for Braves, Reds, Cardinals, Rockies, Red Sox, Cubs, Angels, Indians, Orioles.
Wow. Not Steve Avery.
No. Majority of
not Darren Oliver.
No.
Ooh, good one.
most of his career with the Braves and Reds. Everybody else was like a season.
Give me a Norm Charlton.
Not Norm Charlton.
Burkett was a righty. Burkett wasn't a lefty, right?
John Burkett was right-handed.
Okay.
Saw him pitch at Fenway once when I was a kid. Pitched well.
He had a good start to his Red Sox
tenure. He had five shutout against the Yanks.
Yeah. Did you give the years yet? Did I miss the years?
No, not yet.
I'm not giving the years yet. Do you want to hear the years?
Yeah, no, we like the years less, yeah.
All right, he broke in. He pitched two games in 1989.
Whoa.
So really 1990, I would say, is his rookie year.
Uh-huh.
And then his final pitch was in 2008. He's a 40-year-old man at that point when he retired.
2008. Who do you retire?
Jesse Orosco?
No, ooh, good guess.
Who do you retire with?
Reds.
Bartolo Colon?
Good guess, no.
What year was he with the Red Sox?
99.
Not John Burkett.
Just for a taste of 99. He didn't pitch the whole year in 99.
Got it. Not Steve Avery.
Uh-huh.
Text line got it or chat lefty. Got it yet?
Text line, let's see. Shoeless Joe Jackson, no.
He was a starter that moved to the bullpen. Braves, eventually the Red Sox. I heard the Rangers mixed in there.
Text and Twitch have it.
They both have it?
Yep.
Damn, we are slacking.
I remember him on the Reds. Kent Merker.
He got it!
Wow.
Kent Merker.
I got that straight from the Twitch chat. You said the text line has it as well?
Kent Merker.
Oh, Bruce Chen, good guess.
Yeah, Danny Nagel's a good guess. Bruce Chen and Danny Nagel, good guesses.
Kent Merker. Did he start a playoff game? Or did he, like, get in a playoff game? Was he part of the 99? Was he with the Red Sox in that postseason run?
Yes.
Did he pitch one of those games where Pedro came out of the bullpen?
Yeah, he might have. He pitched.
Was he ever a Roll AIDS relief man of the year?
No, he never was.
How dare you?
He pitched in the ALDS against the Indians, and he pitched in the ALCS against the Yankees in 99. He was part of the 1995 Braves World Series team. Mm. He was one of those guys who was like not Glavin, Maddox, Smoltz, Avery, but he was like one of the other guys they would like add on who was pretty good.
Wow, he started three games in the playoffs in 99.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, he had some good years.
Well.
Ish. No?
All right. I mean.
Had some random years.
Not in Boston.
He had some random years. That's why you play. Yeah. Random player. He had a 4.16 career ERA. That's not bad.
Yeah, you know what? His Boston ERA actually wasn't terrible either.
For a journeyman.
3.45. Okay. Kent Merker, your random baseball player of the day.
Gotcha.
Here on Jones and Keith. No, not, let's see. Who was it again?
Jamie
Denny Nagel.
Moore, Dan
Bruce
Blizak.
Chen. No, none of them. They also had random careers, but that is not.
Oh, someone says BC did play Notre Dame at Fenway in a regular season game.
How about that?
According to that. All right.
Okay. I thought so.
Thank you.
There you go. Better at random BC football games than we are at random baseball players.
That's true.
Here on Jones and Keith. Every day in the
grab bag.
Thank you. The grab bag. We'll get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart. They come your way at 2 o'clock. And on the way next, clip du jour. Stay tuned.
Time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
It sounds nice. What's that?
Well, it's the clip of the day. I'm glad you asked. And today, of course, it's Tuesday, a jam-packed program. It's also a D'Angelo's Tuesday for us.
Mm.
So we've noticed there's a little bit of a pep in our step. Well, apparently the text line.
There's pep in Andy's step today, too. There's an extra.
That's because there's
damn
right.
Some extra D'Angelo's in there. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I am going to swallow one of those turkey subs whole.
All right.
Pour the gravy down my gullet afterwards.
Yeah. Watch it all on Instagram and Twitch, maybe.
Hey, all right.
And OnlyFans.
Yeah, you got to pay. You want to see that.
All right, let's find out what the text line was saying about us earlier today. You know what's funny?
Everybody's favorite. D'Angelo's!
D'Angelo's dropped off. Somebody said, right there, I think they're on it. This is a good listener to the show. Yeah. I see where the positivity is coming from. It's a D'Angelo's Tuesday.
Wow. Can we track that, actually? Let's track that.
Are we more positive on Tuesday? I would venture yes.
Do we come in on Monday's a miserable day anyway. It's the first
Monday
day of the work week.
Oh, I hate Mondays. Me and Garfield.
I'm still nursing my hangover from 2 days before.
I'm hammered.
You know, I just like, Mondays are terrible. And so, okay, yeah.
Tuesday.
Are we positive because...
Smells like steak and cheese.
Is it out there?
No,
is it already here? Is it already here already?
But they're probably making it.
Okay,
I can smell it all the way.
Are we more positive on D'Angelo's Tuesday?
Yes.
We probably are.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know. We're going to get fed. We're going to eat like kings later.
It's true.
Because Jones was talking about Patriots playoff chances, and people were like, what are you guys doing? Like, don't let the subs go right to your head like that. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Might be working. They're only two games out of a playoff spot.
It's a new game on Jones
and
Keefe.
And they're two games out of being the worst team in the...
I think it's one game.
I think one game. Yeah, one game out of being the worst.
They're closer to that, actually.
Two games out of a playoff spot. Yeah. It's a new game here on Jones and Keefe. What's more likely? We can play it with WEEI afternoons here. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 big deal meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. What's more likely? New game. Red Sox sign Juan Soto? Huh. Or the Patriots make the playoffs? Huh. Which one's more likely?
Soto. Oh. I don't even think it's close.
It's very close.
Yeah. I don't think it's close.
Quite a, other way.
Quite a toss-up. In fact, you and I agree. Keith feels a certain way. Arkham, what's more likely?
I know what he's going to say.
You have Patriots playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, Patriots so playoffs.
Turns out, because 2% is greater than 0%.
Turns out it's a great question.
Right.
It's
a massive.
Turns out the whole
what
split.
A hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I disagree. I think we're on the winning side here,
me too.
Jones.
Well, that's what I think.
Like, they have a meeting. They have the money. All they have to do is slide it across the table. It's pretty close.
Patriots have head-to-head with the Colts. They have head-to-head with the Dolphins. The Rams aren't that good. Do you think the Colts,
you know,
or the Broncos are really going to make the playoffs? Everybody above the Patriots aren't that good.
Well, the Titans.
And the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Titans, yeah. The Jaguars.
There's a little fly in the ointment.
I haven't seen this much overreaction to beating a horrific football team that fired one of their coaches immediately thereafter in a long... Like, playoffs? What are we doing?
Well, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Well, they're two games out of playoffs. But the question, the game was what's more likely.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It's the game.
We used to do this on the night show.
Not
all
in my
betting on them to make the playoffs.
Yeah. I love picking two extremes that are never going to happen and then debating their merits.
Yeah. It's awesome. Argue over it. Yeah, I just don't. I'm not taking the cheese on the Juan Soto thing.
Why? Don't you want to take the cheese? You're acting like this guy. Why all this negativity?
Because it's not going to happen. I'm not going to get my hopes up for Juan Soto. I'm going to have him crushed when he signs with the Yankees
and
the Mets.
So then embrace Crochet or embrace Burns or embrace something.
Don't you embrace D's nuts?
That was not as well delivered as the last
time. He tells you how to feel.
Save it for 2 o'clock.
You're not allowed to think that they're not getting Juan Soto. Like, come on.
Don't they never get these guys?
They never get these guys.
If I want negativity, I do politics.
And also, they have... a bunch of outfielders already blocking them there anyway, so it's like that's the main thing that they're not
trading
do.
Those guys for Crochet
are
before they sign.
You
Soto.
Sure about that? I heard Mikey Romero is who they're trying
two
to trade for Crochet.
Oscar Hernandez is who they're going to get.
Come on.
I don't hate that. That's better than,
it's
you know.
Fine. It's not Juan Soto.
Well, no. Right, what's more
how much money do you think Juan Soto is going to get?
$600 million.
Okay. What do you think the Red Sox offer will be legitimately?
Do you think, will they offer him anything? Keith doesn't even think they'll make an offer.
No, they're going to talk to him.
They're going to make an offer.
No, they're not.
$475 million
Not the no more offer.
Lowball.
I think,
John Lester.
It's hard to do lowball at half a billion.
That's a lowball.
But I think they'll do that. They'll be like, we got to make sure he doesn't take it.
Right. That's the definition.
Because if we get too
close. That's the definition of a lowball offer.
Like,
but
we offer the biggest contract in Red Sox history. Like,
Nearly twofold.
$320 million.
Half
of what he gets.
Do you guys have a lot of Soto plan? What do you have on
We do have some Soto plan today, yes. We'll do a lot of Drake May as well. It's a Ross Tucker Tuesday today.
Yeah.
The Cavaliers, I think, are emerging as an actual rival for the Celtics, which I'm very excited about because no one saw that one coming. And we've got goals for the season, realistic goals for the Patriots this season.
Hang on. Based on facial expressions, somebody saw
Keith,
that coming
that was
in
just
this
Keith.
Room.
Yeah, not me.
Oh, you're a Mitchell
Celtics,
guy.
A Mitchell guy. Cavs, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals.
So you're right every once in a while.
I'm following
that Josh Gordon is still a top 10 receiver, you know.
How long ago was that? The guy's hanging on to that forever.
Well, it was brought up recently because Michael Bennett said that they would have gone and won the Super Bowl if AB stayed around. And wasn't Josh Gordon still on that team?
Yeah, he was. Michael Bennett?
No, Michael Bennett. I think I might have said just recently. Not Jermichael Hasty.
You could argue that, it was Julian Edelman, Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, and who was the fourth? It was like legitimately the best ever on
Dorsett,
paper.
Dorsett, maybe?
Nah, maybe it was Dorsett. So he's a little bit of a
still
fall.
Still pretty good.
But those first three were insane, though.
Dorsett's like, happy to be here.
They played one game together. Like, never mind.
All right, WEEI Afternoons comes your way next. We will talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock on a Would You Rather Wednesday right here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.